Good morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show, coming to you from New Orleans, with host Tanya Brown. Our episodes span about 20 minutes long to give you just a little pop of magic. So, tune in, take a deep breath, and enjoy. Good morning, witches. It is April 11th, 2024. It is Thursday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by Readings by Me, Readings by Tanya. So let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, "You have to love yourself enough to set a standard for your life that you're unwilling to compromise. If you accept the standards of others for your life, you'll never be happy." Tony Gaskins. And yeah, I think that is true, right? If your whole identity always revolves around how you're seen by others, your identity is always going to change and you're never going to feel settled or sure or confident, especially when I think a lot of us feel misunderstood in some way. I think a lot of us feel we're not seen how we feel we are on the inside. And I feel like to be confident and whole and happy, you have to have unwavering identity for yourself, you know? So we're talking about sweet tea today, and we're talking about the lore. So this comes to us from flowershopnetwork.com. "With a name so nice, it's only fitting that sweet peas would have a sweet meaning. The most common association is blissful pleasure. They also symbolize gratitude, loyalty, departures, and goodbyes. They are a great way to say thank you for a lovely time. Each color offers a different meaning, making sweet peas perfect for any occasion. White symbolizes purity and innocence, while red signifies love, passion, and desire. Purple symbolizes royalty and pride, while pink signifies youth and beauty. Delicate and delightful, sweet peas make a gorgeous addition to any bouquet. Be sure to ask your local florist to use sweet pea next time you send flowers." Oh, I really love flowers. Ugh. Okay, moving into some headlines. This comes to us from USA Today, and we're talking Beetlejuice. "New Beetlejuice trailer shows return of Michael Keaton, Winona Ryder." I'm so excited. I love Beetlejuice. And it has Jenna Ortega. It has Catherine O'Hare. I'm so excited. Okay. "Say his name three times and he will be summoned. Michael Keaton is back as everyone's favorite rambunctious spirit in Tim Burton's Beetlejuice. Warner Brothers released the first teaser trailer for the sequel to the 1988 horror comedy classic Thursday. The clip opens with Scream actress Jenna Ortega riding a bike past Miss Shannon's School for Girls. A children's choir then sings an eerie cover of Jamaican folk song, Deo, at what appears to be a funeral, attended by Ortega and Beetlejuice alums Winona Ryder and Catherine O'Hara. The trailer ominously concludes with a horrified Ryder coming face to face with a ghoulish Beetlejuice himself. The juice is loose, Keaton as Beetlejuice says with a mischievous grin. Warner Brothers released two photos offering a sneak peek at the upcoming film, including one with Keaton donning his character's striped black and white suit and frizzy hair. Fans were greeted with a splash of nostalgia as the star looked just like his ghostly self again. The studio also revealed a photo of fellow returning cast members, Schitt's Creek O'Hara and Stranger Things writer, as well as newcomer Justin Theroux and Ortega. I'm so excited. Ryder will reprise her leading role as Lydia Dietz, while O'Hara returns to play her mother, Delia Dietz. Ortega, who has experience in haunted roles after playing Wednesday Addams, will portray Lydia's daughter, Astrid. And Theroux will play Rory, but we don't really know much about his role yet. Monica Bellucci and William Dafoe will appear in the film. Yeah, I'm in. I'm so excited. I want to see this, like, the second it comes out. I am beyond. All right, witches, I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent, and after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro friends. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Thursday, April 11th. The waxing crescent moon moves from calm and collected Taurus to chaotic Gemini today. Here, the moon trines Pluto. Pluto likes to plumb the dark corners of our psyche. With the trine from the moon, we may have the drive to take a look at ourselves and our own darkness and see what we can glean from that encounter. It's not often that we have the courage to confront our shadow selves, so this is, in fact, quite an opportunity. Take some time with your own dark thoughts today. Trace them to their source and see how you can support yourself so that these thoughts don't rule your consciousness when things get tough. Your daily moon mantra is, until you can make the unconscious conscious, it will direct your life and you will call it fate. This has been your daily moon mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
Attention, witches! This is Nina Moreau broadcasting a special alert from the Grimoire Society. We ask that witches please remember to subscribe to the new monthly newsletter. While we love psychically sending you every spell, recipe, penny dreadful, and conjure advice that we have, spirit representatives have asked that we cease clogging up the ether. We have contracted a special team of messenger pigeons to deliver your monthly newsletter directly to your doorstep. For only $5, you can sign up for this elusive serial at www.thegrimoiresociety.com. Remember, this notice is for witches only. If you are not a witch and have somehow come across this broadcast, you will forget all that you've heard in 3, 2.
All right, we are back. So this comes to us from listener Sam. Sam says, I have a weird question. Do any of you use spell work or ritual for mundane things? I am really bad at drinking water, and after exhausting all normal avenues, reminder on my phone, 3 different kinds of water bottles, rewards, etc., I want to try a small ritual to help push me a little, but it seems so insignificant. So this is a great question. Yeah, why should spell work only be used for like big, big things? Why not small, small things? Let's see what others have to say. Melissa says, you could turn drinking water itself into the ritual. Speaking into your water before you drink it is a great way to boost your manifestations. I wonder if switching your mind frame around drinking water might help. I really like this idea, making the water drinking the ritual, or maybe attach water drinking to things you're already doing. So for example, I wake up and I take vitamins, right? Well, because I have to take vitamins, that's like a cup and a half of water alone just to get all those vitamins down, right? So if you can connect water to other things that like you have to do or you want to do, maybe it might be easier to, you know, get them down. Sam replied, I don't think I've tried that. That's genius. Thank you. I grew up in a household where we never drank water and it was soda or juice. So it's taken me a while to get to where I am now. Yeah, I definitely feel like as someone who grew up in like the 90s, like I was born in the late 80s. So as someone who grew up in the 90s, like we totally didn't drink water. It wasn't really encouraged to drink water. Like the sodas were really popular. Cassidy said, executive dysfunction is a bitch. Hydration is super important and getting it done however you can is a great idea. Lilith says, constantly on mundane magic thing. Most of it is based around gratitude and gratefulness, especially when I'm drinking coffee in the morning. A lot of it is based around getting a good parking spot every time I go anywhere. Pausing the rain for a minute, house shields a boost. Whenever I get a maybe I should do the thing, deep sensation, I act on it and generally get rewarded in a way I don't know was coming. I travel around how I feel about things. So if I'm not feeling right, I just wait. I have no idea how often that has saved my bacon. On the water, stop drinking everything else or only drink something after swallowing 2 cups of water. It's how I started drinking more water in the morning. So coffee without water first, an afternoon tea. Oh, I like that idea. So, like, before you allow yourself to drink anything, drink a cup of water first, I think is a really good idea. Especially if you really love like coffee or something along those lines, being like, okay, I can have this glass of coffee or cup of coffee, but I need to drink a glass of water first. I'll do that when I drink wine. I'll be like, ugh, being thirsty and drinking wine is weird. So let me drink like a cup of or two of water first. Vivian says, perhaps something you might want to try is chaos magic. I know that sounds weird, but bear with me. An important part of chaos magic is the ability to add play into your daily life. By using spells in a playful way, you are not only working on your potency, your confidence, and other things as well. Another thing about chaos magic is that it is important to just call tiny spells to work on, because it will help your ability to cast stronger spells more effectively. Embrace the play, cast silly spells, and make things fun. I honestly think I want to try this for myself as my executive dysfunction is bad too. I love that idea. Yeah, I think this is great. I think these are great ideas. I love the idea of casting like playful spells and more fun spells, smaller spells, mundane is really fun and a great idea, and I kind of want to jump on board. All right, so we have a question from listener Anonymous. Anonymous says, "Hello, odd story here. We just moved into a new a home. There's been several people in and out helping, delivering things. I decided to do a cleansing on the home, and when I got to my mother's room, it felt like something left. I've never had this happen before. After everything was done, the energy is not only her room, but the whole house feels lighter." That sounds like a witch win to me. Congratulations. Yeah, so you moved into a new house. And yeah, when you have a lot of people in and out, oh, that's the worst. I remember the old house I lived in. We had like a major dysfunction where like 7 to 8 handymen were in and out of that house for days. And it was so horrible. Just like, again, because you just had to have people like in and out of your home with like big shoes, and sometimes there's dirt and there's leaves, and it's like, oh, like I couldn't stand it. So I can definitely understand why you would want to cleanse your house when there's a bunch of people, like strangers, in and out of it, you know? But I love that you had the instinct to go, hey, maybe I should do a cleansing. And not only did you do a cleansing, but you felt a difference. That's huge. Congratulations. I'm really happy that you were able to have that moment. Keeping your home in good shape, spiritually and energetically, is so satisfying. And it's one of those things where it takes a little bit of work, but again, the result is instant and satisfying and a really wonderful thing you can do. And I did this recently for Ostara. Again, I woke up, it was like perfect temperature outside, and I was like, oh my gosh, what an amazing day. And I had like half a lemon from some salmon I had made that was in the fridge that I had no use for. I had some freeze-dried strawberries from the Love Witch tea from Sip a Spell. I had some rose petals from the Love Witch tea. And I had some thyme, fresh thyme that was going to go bad. So I was like, oh, let me do a simmer pot. I haven't done one in a while. And yeah, I don't think I've done a simmer pot in like 2 years. I used to do them a lot. When I lived in Tampa, because I had such a small, tiny little studio apartment. But I just hadn't done one in a while. So it was a great opportunity to turn off the AC unit, open up every single window in the house, and I mean every single one. And I just simmered these freeze-dried strawberries, thyme, rose petals, and lemon on the stovetop all day. And yeah, oof, it feels so fresh and refreshing. And doing that often, I think, is really, really good. Something that you want to do is make sure to open up your windows. I never hear anyone mention that, but it really is a really important part because you can stir up energy, but you want freshness, right? You want to move out the stagnant energy, and you want to bring in fresh air, fresh energy, and imbue it with your simmer pot concoction, you know? But yeah, it was a very lovely day, and it's a very lovely way to add magic, especially into your cleaning routine. So, like, if you clean every Sunday, be like, okay, I'm going to spend the next 2 hours like sweeping, mopping, throwing things away, going through the closet, cleaning the kitchen, cleaning out the fridge, whatever you do. If you have like a go-to day, or you know you're going to be spending a few hours cleaning, throw a simmer pot on the stove, and you're just going to feel the difference. It'll feel really, really light and fresh, and that is such a important, wonderful feeling. I love, speaking of rain magic, throwing back to when we talked about rain magic earlier this week. Oh gosh, if you can do all of this and then there's kind of that like light rain happening too. Oh, man. Nothing beats that. Literally, if you could plan your cleaning routine around like light rains during spring or summer, chef's kiss. Ah, the best. I would love to hear how you guys keep your home feeling fresh. I would love to know kind of your little tips and tricks that you do to keep things feeling spiritually good and energetically clean in your home. All right, witches, we are wrapping up this episode of the Witch Daily Show. I want to give a shout out to listener Teresa. Teresa, you beautiful, perfect Wendigo. Cassidy Tennell, you kind, smashing oracle. Bonnie Jenkins, you glorious, glittery unicorn nurse. And Shelby, you magical, innocent mongoose. Thank you for so much for being Patreon supporters. I really appreciate it. And before we leave, we do have some housekeeping. This was actually our housekeeping yesterday, but I got retracted. So I wanted to share that in the Patreon, I did just upload a video for Witch Watch Wednesday. So the Witch Watch Wednesdays actually has nothing to do with like any of the promised Patreon stuff. It was just something extra I started doing. So it's just an extra thing. If it's not for you, it's not taking anything away. It's just a fun little thing. But I did a video watching the unaired season one Charmed pilot, and we go over some season one extras as well. So that's there. Check it out. All right, witches, do we have any card pulls? Yes, our card today is Kate of Diamonds from the Jane Austen Oracle. And when I say K of Diamonds, I mean King of Diamonds. And we have generosity. Mr. Knightley is a mature character and Emma who gives wise advice and takes care of others. All right, witches, that's all I've got for you today, and we will talk again tomorrow. Bye!
Witches, we hope you have a wonderful day, full of joy and gentleness and confidence. Links for this week's episodes, our website, Patreon, along with a free daily card pull can be found at witchpod.com. One stop for everything we talk about. Now, take one more deep breath. And have a great day.